Alrighty, this one just to kind of, I don't know, just to like smooth you right into the day, man. It's a Thursday, and for the most part, this time of the week, we just like tired. We're not in the mood for anything at all. But it is a beautiful, soothing tunes of Loizo with You're So You. You should actually see the visuals, and he's got a lot more music on his YouTube channel as well. So as we promised just a little bit earlier on, as I promised you, bad habit, I'm used to talking in terms of two people. So today we're going to be having a very quick conversation with Max Kashieko, and he is a Namibian national rugby player, and he got to experience at the Rugby World Cup himself. And we're just going to, you know, just check in, man. How's the king doing? How's he feeling? How was the experience for him? And he's on the line this morning. Good morning, Max. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. You sound great. When did you wake up today, and why do you sound so fresh?
I've been up since 5. So.
Okay, you should have said no, man. That's the wrong answer. You should have said no, I'm sounding fresh because I'm on Fresh FM. So, Max, man, listen, you guys have been back home for quite a while. Hey, quickly just tell us, how has the transition been just being back home, especially because you guys were in France for quite a while? I mean, obviously because of the Rugby World Cup, eh?
Yeah. Now we've been home for, I think, a week and a half, 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great, actually, just being home, relaxing.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in training and camps for, a month, 2 months before the World Cup.
That's true.
And the whole month in France, so it got hectic at times. But, yeah, it just feels good to be home, to just relax, be with family and friends and stuff.
And catching up, hey? So quickly tell us, what is the one thing that you missed the most about home? Yes, I understand you could still video call family and all of that, but what exactly did you miss the most about being home, especially preparing for the World Cup or being there?
I think for me, just the downtime and with the family, with the loved ones. Just sitting around and just having silly conversations and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you got to experience the Rugby World Cup for 2023. This is your second World Cup, if I'm not mistaken, right? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, it is your second one. How was this experience this time around?
I think my first World Cup, I was young. I didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So that was overwhelming for me. But I think this time around, I was better prepared. I actually knew what to expect. I think that was the difference between the two. But I think my first one is unforgettable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This one was memorable as well.
So, you know, the one thing that I really have to ask you is just, you know, obviously how the team performed back at the Rugby World Cup, hey? And there was obviously a lot of criticism that, you know, the team faced and so forth, but still a lot of support that came from this side. What do you think overall, what do you think about the performance overall of the team in terms of how far we came this time around? And I ask this question because I think it is really important that we also start to educate just the nation as to how much the national rugby team really needs our support. So how was the performance in your view, and how do you think we can improve next time around?
I think we had individual performances that were great.
Mm-hmm.
The team performance was great as well. Like looking at our games, even the games that we lost, with like huge scores and stuff, there were times in the games where we actually did well, where we kept the ball, we built our phases, our tackles were sticking. But then you get a moment of weakness or a moment where someone slacks, and then obviously playing against a tier one nation, a rugby nation.
That's true.
Having those moments really cost us. And I think we did good, man. I think we did good. Like, even the last game.
That was Europe, brilliant. Like, you should have seen my face. I was like, And you know how it is, how we stand in front of the TV and we actually giving you guys instructions, but you obviously can't hear us. And I'm just there. That was me the whole time. What was the best part for you about that game against Uruguay?
I think the first 20 minutes of the game,
yeah,
we scored like two tries and stuff.
That was brilliant.
Then I thought, I thought we're going to win it. But then, as I said, playing at this level, like that game we had, what, two yellow cards,
yes,
and then one turned into a red.
That's true.
Yeah, that really cost us that game, because at that level, you can't afford to play with 13, 14 men on the field. You have to be 15 the whole time.
The whole time, yeah, true. Oh, okay. Yeah. So obviously you are following the Rugby World Cup. I mean, obviously because you want to also see who actually is going to be crowned the champion. Hey, so tomorrow Argentina is facing New Zealand, and then on Saturday we have England against obviously South Africa. Who are you rooting for? Not before we actually get to that, right? What would you say is your prediction for the game tomorrow and the game for Saturday?
Tomorrow, New Zealand is definitely going to win.
Okay.
Okay. I think with like 15 points difference. Yeah, 15 points.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, I would love England to win.
Okay.
But it's going to be a tough game. So
yeah, why do you want England to win though? And I'm not asking this question because I'm supporting South Africa. Why England though? Why do you think they this time around they would probably even stand a chance against South Africa?
I think they obviously the 2019 World Cup, like they both played finals. They played
yes.
finals against the Boks, and I think they really better prepared this time around.
Mm-hmm.
They've won all their games so far, I think.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have. They have an apple to skill in Afrikaans.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. And I think also I've been actually observing their play. I mean, for the most part, I've been a little bit conflicted as to how exactly did they make it this far. But then I paid attention to their game, and their game has improved so much compared to the last time that I watched them, which was the obviously the 2019 Cup. Hey? So where exactly are you going to be watching the games this weekend, though?
I'm not sure. I might be leaving soon, but if I'm around, then definitely Brewers Market with KP. Yeah, the Jameson crew.
The Jameson crew, yeah. But quickly tell us, you say that you might be leaving soon. Is that going to play for Tel as well?
Yeah, I'm going back to Tel Aviv now.
Oh, okay.
Till the end of the year.
Yeah, just had to slip it in there. The boys international. No, Max, man, thank you so, so much for your time. It was really just fantastic to catch up with you. But yeah, we'll have to see how it actually goes over this weekend. If I had a little bit of money, I would have probably said, okay, let's bet on it. But she ain't got no money this time of the month. So let's just see how it pans out, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, man, have a fantastic day and good luck with the season on the other side, hey?
All right,
cool. Bye-bye. So in case you just joined us right now, we are definitely going to podcast that conversation up on our website. It is freshfm.com.na. We just had a conversation with Max Kashieko. He is a Namibian national rugby player, and he also played at the Rugby World Cup. And just to pick his brain as to who he thinks is actually going to make it to the final, I, for one, am definitely against anybody who's against the box, except Mane, because you know most. We just have to support them because we are one.
Save with House and Home's open and demo sale.